We couldn't be more different, she and I. But maybe that's part of the appeal for me. Seeing you as someone so different. Someone who I could never be.
So rose quartz is calming and good for self-love. And amethyst, that's my favorite. This one will help you get in touch with your natural creativity. When's your birthday again?
October 15th.
Ah, okay, a Libra. Opal and Moonstone, they're really good for you. Having those around will help keep you feeling open and at peace.
Nice. Is there anything else that's good for me?
Well, you should book a tarot reading with me if you want to do a deep dive. Obviously, it's on the house for you two.
I downed the last of my wine and placed a glass on your desk. I sink back into the chair facing the bed and just watch. That's what tonight is all about for me. Observing. She circles her fingers around the center of your palm and leans forward to get a better look at the lines in your skin. You're both splayed out across her bed, her head on your chest. Your arms draped around her shoulders, and a thin bedsheet hangs over your bare legs.
Someone once told me that a strong horizontal line...
I've had this thing for a while now. I don't know what to call it. A fantasy, I guess? It started pretty early on in our relationship. I loved hearing about other women you've been with in the past. I wanted details about everything. What she was wearing, how hard she made you, how many times you made her come. It became like a sexual game for us, almost. Talking about your previous relationships and hookups. Touching each other while you told me about fucking other women. I had no idea what that impulse was. Why it got me so fucking turned on to think about you with another woman. And then I started Googling. There's a certain comfort to knowing you're not alone in your desires, as non-normative as they may seem. But it was still a little shocking when I read that word for the first time. Cock queen.
Hey, come here.
You and I both immediately thought of Meredith when we started thinking about actually doing this. It needs to be with someone you find attractive, but someone who's open to something a little non-traditional. I've seen the way she looks at you, the way she laughs a little too hard at your jokes. She's someone we both enjoy being around.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Oh, you taste good.
You break from the kiss and turn your head to look at me. There's another important part of my fantasy. You acknowledging that I'm here watching, almost checking to make sure I'm still looking. I uncross my legs and lay my hand over the front of my bikini briefs. I'm still in my underwear, but you're both already naked beneath the sheets. I press down on my clit through the fabric, just enough to feel a little burst of sensation. She guides you down onto your back and climbs on top of you. One knee straddling each of your hips. Meredith's a woman who seems like she knows exactly what she wants. That was another reason we wanted to do this with her. It needed to be someone who would be unfazed. Someone who understood my fantasy. It's not a threesome. Not a polyamory situation. There's more to it than that. There's something almost liberating about it. The fact that I facilitate this, that I'm present and watching it happen. And I really, really enjoy that aspect. Her fingers graze over your nipple and squeeze. She looks so hungry for you. Like she's wanted this for so long, but couldn't have it. I play with myself through my underwear, rubbing my clit, letting my wetness soak through the fabric. I pull my underwear down to my ankles and open my legs wider. Anytime you look over, I want you to see me touching myself. You trace your palms up her thighs to her ass and give it a firm squeeze. I feel that familiar little jolt of desire between my legs as you start touching her. I drag some wetness from my entrance up to my clit and apply a little more pressure, working in small circles around it, just sinking into all the sensation.
Harder.
Yeah?
I can take it.
I'm going to start filming.
Oh, yeah, do it.
Good. Is there a handprint on my ass?
Kind of. Might need to do it again. And do it harder, babe. I watch through my phone screen as you trail your hands up her back. You move them around to her breasts and brush your thumbs over her hard nipples. Do you like that, Meredith? Is making you feel good?
Yeah, he is.
My pussy clenches as I tease my clit with long, slow strokes. I set my phone in the small tripod set up on the desk so I can focus on touching myself. She wraps her hand around the back of your head and clamps your mouth against her tits. I'm sure you're loving giving her nipples so much attention. Mine are a little too sensitive, and I can't have them played with for too long. Another difference between me and Meredith.
Yeah, right there. Pinch it harder.
I rock my hips into my fingers as I make my way down to my entrance. It feels good to touch myself. To be in control of what I'm feeling. My pussy is starting to clench a little. Oh, I'm already feeling that ache to be filled up. Part of me wants to speed up, to go hard, but I need to keep up with your pace. Plus, I want to savor every moment. I want to build up this pleasure until it splits me apart. She slowly kisses over your jaw and down your neck, down your chest. You lean back onto your elbows, your mouth open, your hair a little messy from her touch.
I really want to suck your cock.
Do it.
Oh, yeah, do it.
Wait. I'm going to get on the bed so I can get it close up. I get up from the chair, grab my phone and the dildo, and move to the foot of the bed. You glance over at me as you take your cock in your hand and pull it a few times.
Oh, stroke it first.
She leans over you and grips your shaft.
Like
oh, yeah, just like that. Put your mouth on me.
This video later. I hold the phone pointed at you and her with one hand and slip my fingers between my legs with the other. Can't keep my eyes off of you for her lips sliding down your shaft, her head bobbing up and down. She takes your cock straight into her mouth, all the way to the back of her throat, gripping you at the base before sliding her lips up to the tip. And you look fucking delirious with pleasure already.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.